This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. An alliance of influential worker unions in Myanmar has called for an extended nationwide strike starting Monday with the intention of causing the full extended shutdown of the country's economy in an attempt to stop a military coup. In a statement, nine labor organizations called on all Myanmar people to stop work in an effort to reverse the seizure of power by the military, which overthrew the civilian government February 1st. This comes as thousands of Myanmar anti-coup demonstrators defied a continued military crackdown Sunday and follows overnight raids in Yangon, in which an official from Aung San Suu Kyi's party reportedly was beaten to death and several others detained. Pope Francis heard Muslim and Christian residents in the ruined Iraqi city of Mosul tell of their lives under the brutal Islamic State rule Sunday, blessing their vow to rise up from ashes and promising them, quote, fraternity is more durable than fratricide, end quote. Francis, on a historic first visit by a pope to Iraq, visited the northern city to encourage the healing of sectarian wounds and to pray for the dead of any religion. Earlier, he celebrated Mass with several thousand worshipers spread across a stadium, the largest liturgy of his trip to pandemic-hit Iraq. With vaccination still extremely limited in Iraq and fears the Mass could become a super spreader event, authorities restricted attendance. The United States will do what's necessary to defend itself, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin said Sunday, days after rockets hit an Iraqi base hosting coalition troops, further escalating U.S.-Iran tensions on Iraqi soil. Austin told ABC News the U.S. is still developing intelligence